The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines, not to mention a senior advisor to healthcare.com. Anyway, here he is with a story, because every time we send Frank out, he comes back with a story.
Yeah. The important thing is that I come back. That's but I do come back with a story.
All right, that's a good point.
Yeah. So actually, I've got I got a little health scare this week. It was on Tuesday. I ran a very high blood pressure reading. So, look, this is awfully common. I'm sure a lot of listeners are in the same situation. One out of four men have high blood pressure in this country. One out of five women. And what's more worrisome, half of the people with high blood pressure don't have their blood pressure under control. They're either not doing anything at all about it, or they're doing too little. So therefore, if you've got high blood pressure, you're running a higher risk for a heart attack or for a stroke. Nobody wants that. So I want to talk this morning about what I'm doing. And Jill, I want to talk about what I'm not doing. So I take a drug normally every night. It's called irbesartan, and it keeps my blood pressure at around, let's say, 130 over 82, some number about like that. Now, that's not ideal. It's not 120 over 80, but look, it's okay for somebody my age and so, that situation, so it's fine. My doctors are happy with that. But when I went to Memorial Sloan Kettering on Tuesday just for a routine checkup, but it was a routine checkup with my cancer doctor, Sergio Garalt, my blood pressure was at crisis levels. The nurses really were unhappy. They checked me four times, and they kept getting readings of 180 to 200, over 100 to 106, numbers like that. Obviously, each reading made me even more nervous, and that led to more readings that weren't favorable. But Dr. Roth said, look, don't worry too much. We don't worry about just one reading. Your blood pressure bounces around for many reasons. But when you get home, keep checking it. Keep a little log. I know you've got, he knew that I had this health monitor. You can buy it in a drugstore for $50 and you put it on your wrist. And it gives a pretty good account of what your blood pressure is. And he said to me, if your blood pressure is still high tomorrow, call your heart doctor. So he said, I don't want you walking around with 180 over 100. We'll walk around very long if you keep that blood pressure up. So as soon as I left his office, I did more than that. I called my family doctor and my heart doctor. So I'm going to go in. I'm going to complete an exam with my family guy next week. Meantime, I've been in steady contact with my heart doctor, talking to her her right-hand person at least two or three times a day. So my doctor, Wendy Schaffer, is on this, and we're now keeping track of my blood pressure. But Jill, here's the tricky part. Checking at home with my wrist monitor, I'm getting all sorts of readings from as high as 156 over 103, not good, to a low of 92 over 55 after a big meal that I had. So I've got to keep checking, because I need about a week's worth of numbers to get a steady pattern, and then we'll have a better idea of what I should do next. So the next question is still lingering. Why did my pressure jump to 200 over 106 on Tuesday? Now, there is such a thing as white coat syndrome. You're in a doctor's office, you get nervous, especially seeing a cancer doctor. Maybe it elevates your reading maybe 20 points, but not 50 points. That doesn't explain it. Also, I just had cataract surgery. We talked about it last week. We just had cataract surgery, and I'm taking all kinds of drops from my eyes in recovery. But my eye doctor said he's never seen a correlation between the drops I've been taking and high blood pressure. On the other hand, we finished one of these three drops I'm taking, so I'm not taking that any longer, and he substituted something for a second one. So we'll see if that has any bearing. I think I was hoping that was the cause. I don't think it is. Otherwise, there's no change in my diet. I'm not taking eating any more salt, which can drive up your blood pressure. My weight's stable. I walk my magnificent Samoyed Mishka an hour a day, so I'm getting exercise. So I'm kind of stumped. So, Jill, I went onto the internet to try to learn more about high blood pressure and get some clues about what might be happening. And Jill, do you think I got helpful information doing that?
No, I think it made it worse. And this just leads to, I mean, maybe you think it was helpful, but I'm perfectly happy to stand here and say what I just said. And because most people are look, I would trust you out there, but most people are unable to synthesize the information and even determine what's useful and what isn't. So it's just an invitation to a massive rabbit hole, basically.
Yeah, I say you're absolutely right. I mean, I've done this many times. I've never run into so much disinformation. It was a wall of disinformation, worse than I've ever seen. I mean, one dietary pill, and I'm not going to name it, but every time I look for blood pressure, up popped promotion for this pill on the one search after another. And in some cases, it was like three or four of the first five ad internet options that I had in front of me. I don't want to give them any more business. I'm not going to name them, but I'm going to describe some of the warning signs. If you see these warning signs, do not buy the supplements. First of all, this product claims it has FDA approval. It's got a little FDA seal. Okay, I look closer. It's FDA approval of the factory, not the product. The factory's clean enough to make this stuff. It says nothing about the pill itself. By law, the FDA does not review supplements before they go to market, okay? FDA knows nothing up front about the supplement's effectiveness and safety. That's not this supplement only, it's all supplement, all these dietary supplements. The FDA can pull a product off the market, but that's after the harm has been done. If they got a great number of adverse reactions, even deaths, okay, then they move in and they take it off the shelves, but that's too late for a lot of people. Second, the makers claim that their pill is a cure-all. You see that, run away. I mean, for just $50, you get enough pills, lower your blood pressure, lower your cholesterol, control your blood sugar. My goodness, what a tremendous pill. Plus, the product consists of quote-unquote, watch out for this buzzwords, 100% natural ingredients. 100% natural ingredients. But if you read the footnotes on the maker's own website, okay, you come across this stay out of jail disclaimer, quote-unquote, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. So in big print, they say, we're a blood cure-all. Then in small print, they say, we're just kidding. Come on. We cure nothing for $50 a month. So Jill, you want to guess the secret natural ingredient that they're selling?
I think I know. So it's not.
Well,
tell
me. If you know, tell me.
Cinnamon.
You're right. But it's not any cinnamon, Jill.
No. It's very special cinnamon.
Cinnamon from Sri Lanka, because the other cinnamons that have too many carcinogens. So it's good to know that this pill is going to give you a lower risk of causing cancer than some other cinnamon pill is from Sri Lanka. Okay, the website also alludes to clinical studies showing that good cinnamon controls your blood. So, you know what? I clicked through to the studies. I checked them out. Here's what I found. One study didn't lower lab rats' cholesterol, even when they gave the rats five times the dose that was being recommended, okay? Didn't help the rats. Another study. This is out of Iran. We all know that Iran is, leader in advanced medicine.
They're on the vanguard of blood pressure.
blood pressure medicine. Their study actually says there was no significant difference in the cholesterol or blood pressure of the subjects that they studied. Another study from 2011. This is on 59 people, and the site really promotes this one. 59 people got checked out. Well, guess what? There are 59 people with type D diabetes. First of all, it's not the general public, and there were no signs that their blood pressure was lowered. Okay. And that was with a higher dose of the cinnamon than that's in this product. So WebMD summed up all these studies this way. There is no good scientific evidence that cinnamon has health benefits, period. So Jill, I did one more thing. I checked, and I do this often when I'm suspecting a product. I put the word scam in and the product, right? And what do you think popped up this time?
I don't know, but that's kind of interesting. Yeah. I mean, it just for people who are listening, that is a good tip. That's all I'm going to say. So
It usually works beautifully because you get, you know, you see regulatory action or lawsuits or something like that with the word scam. Okay. This time up popped one after another of sites promoting and selling the product. So they link their name with scam. And what they're doing, this is pretty sophisticated stuff, right? If you want to check them out, they want to make you a customer. Okay, scam. They say, we're not a scam. We're a great product. I went to a news source to see if, you know, I get an objective point of view about this. So I punched up LA Weekly, and it had a glowing article about the product. And then I looked closer. It was just like the company had written it. And guess what? It was labeled brand partner content in really tiny type. Okay, so that's just the maker. Look, folks, if after all this you still want to go shop for a supplement, here's some solid advice about how to do it, at least the right way. Go online to non-commercial sites like NIH, the National Institutes of Health, or the FDA, or even the Agriculture Department, USDA. Don't go to a commercial site. Go to a non-commercial. If the claims are too good to be true, they're not true. So watch out for phrases like lower high cholesterol, treats heart disease, no side effects, all natural. That's a beauty, right? All natural. All natural doesn't mean safe.
All natural actually doesn't mean anything, because there's this thing. And, you know, I do spend a lot of time on this sort of thing. So anyway, all natural, there's all natural flavoring. Natural is one of those highly elastic words that look great, especially at the grocery store. There's another scam aspect is if you see packaging with handwriting, you know, that looks kind of natural, and it says all natural flavor. That is an oxymoron, people.
You're right, Jim. Look, last tip here. Call your doctor before you buy a dietary supplement, if for one reason or another, okay? By the way, when I asked my heart doctor about cinnamon pills to lower my blood pressure, she laughed. She said, I've never heard that one. Ah. She's not recommending that. My advice, if you think you might have a blood pressure problem, right? If you're just nervous about it, invest in a home monitor. Look, you can go to CVS or any pharmacy for $50. You can get this wrist monitor that I have. It's good enough. It'll give you some steady readings. Or look, spend $90. You get the one that you actually put on your upper arm with a sleeve, like they use in the doctor's office. My heart doctor prefers that. Okay, it costs $90. Then check your blood pressure at least twice a day, morning and night, same time roughly, okay? Or maybe in the middle of the day or two times in the middle of the day, and keep a log. So don't be upset about one reading, but you're going to see a pattern. If that pattern is, say, above 135 over 85, you know, call your doctor and say, hey, you know what? I'm checking my blood pressure. It doesn't look great. Maybe you want to see me, maybe you want to prescribe right now a medicine like Irbesartan to knock it down. But whatever you do, listeners, please do not ignore high blood pressure. It can be a silent killer. And there are medicines out there that your doctor can prescribe, like Irbesartan, not a phony supplement that can actually get your blood pressure under control. And you have one less thing to worry about. And that would be good, right?
Always. Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.